It is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost. God wants everyone to be saved, wants us all to find salvation and be happy in this life and in eternal life especially. And, you know, there's a different schools of approach and preaching today as in every day, but in particular today where we're living, there are those who want to emphasize the justice of God, the severity of God that he sometimes has to exercise. And this comes out especially when we talk about hell, when talking about hell, and this is something that's in the news today, in the Catholic news, of talking about hell. There's a book out by Ralph Martin said, how many are there to be saved? And the conclusion there is that the church fathers have said that most are not saved because most live for themselves and not for God. But that can be changed, of course, because God wants everyone to be saved. And it's, in a certain sense, it's not difficult to be saved because of God's mercy. His mercy is infinite. Wide as the ocean, deep as the ocean. All we have to do is turn to his mercy and repent and reform our life. That's all we have to do. And yet, it is a narrow way to heaven. It is a difficult way because we have to deny ourselves and we have so many dangers around us. Weak dangers inside of us and dangers outside, Satan and the world. So there's the balance in this whole spiritual life. There is the justice of God and his mercy. And what is the climate that we live in today? We live in post-Vatican II. And Vatican II really was a council of pastoral nature, and even Pope John the 23rd, in his opening speech, he said, the Holy Spirit wants to speak of mercy today, wants to speak of God's love and goodness, and that's the way he wants to approach the sinners of the world today. In past times, he did speak in severity. In past councils, he did speak in anathema, but not with this council and not with this time, this age. This age is emphasizing God's mercy and love and goodness, and that is the approach, the general approach we should show towards sinners and even in our own heart, in our own mentality, spiritual mentality. This is the way to approach in a general sense. Of course, that can be abused, and those who are out saying that, there is a hell, but there's nobody in it, or very few at all go there. That's a heresy. That is an abuse, and that causes people to go to another extreme and say, you know, yeah, there is a hell, and then most people are going there, and that's the way it is. And that's the approach, and people say, you know, you're too severe, and you don't care, and you're judgmental, and perhaps they are. But God doesn't want us to be judgmental. He wants us to be charitable, to hope for the salvation of others, and let that hope make us evangelize and preach and go out and seek the good and give hope to others. Hope is what is the emphasis today. We give hope to others, and that hope should bring them to conversion and repentance. And if it doesn't, then maybe a little dose of justice is called for. But hope, goodness, mercy, love, the love of God is the approach for today, and that should bring about conversion, and we pray for that. And that's the way we should approach sinners today, not with severity. And why? Why is that? I don't know. Maybe because there are fewer Catholics today in the world. There's more different religions. People are more astray. There's more atheists, more confusion in the world. And God looks upon the state of souls with pity, compassion, mercy, and wants us to as well, whatever it is. We need to have that non-judgmental approach, and yet at the same time, a strong effort to bring about conversions and to emphasize to others that you have to strive for your salvation. You have to seek conversion and reform, and at the same time, trust in God's love and mercy. And so let us preach that today. Let us live God's love and mercy in hope, and let that not make us fear God, but make us love God more and strive harder for our own personal sanctification and that of others.
Fructum ventris tuum.